While snow may still be blanketing the ground, planting time is not far off, and decisions on crop rotations are firming. Farmers looking for stronger performance and resiliency in their cropping systems are encouraged to add diversity to their rotations with wheat. The South Dakota Wheat Commission has supported rotational research for many years, and the cropping systems with greatest diversity perform best year after year. Here's Dakota Lakes Research Farm Manager Dwayne Beck.
There's a term called complementarity, where crops complement each other. And you really don't grow good corn in central South Dakota consistently without wheat in the rotation. And you can't really build resilience in the soil without wheat in the rotation. And it just does so many things for you. And then it opens the door for us to do these cover crops and forage crops and those kind of things. So we're going to do some kind of small grain or forage crop or something there that has a fibrous root.
A diverse crop rotation can aid with weed control, pest management, and disease prevention. In addition, Beck believes farmers can find profit with wheat production.
We pay a lot of attention to how we do our corn and how the planter's set and all this stuff. And then it's about time we should throw a little wheat in. I think I'll just do what I've always done. And it's really important, I think, to grow good wheat. You've got to think about your fertility and your variety selection, your seeding rates, and how you're managing your fertilizer. And it's as consistent. To me, it's way more. I always count on making money on the wheat. Corn will make me a lot of money or lose me a lot of money.
Farmers growing cereals can then add a cover crop, taking advantage of nutrient cycling, compaction reversal, and grazing, reaping the bonuses of diversity in seasons to come. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.